Thank you, folks. And thank you for getting here in such short notice. Through our teaching of divine science, we have come to know that we are one with God, as He is one with us. That there is no separation, no God and us. That He is omnipresent, spirit, everywhere, at all times, within us, about us, and of us. Likewise, God's perfect health, abundance, joy, fullness, and love are ours, available to us at all times, at all places, without exception. All that is required for us to feel and to experience the grace and the goodness of God is for us to come to the realization in consciousness of our oneness in Him as His spiritual children, as His individualized expressions. And so it is that God is here now in this sanctuary. He is everywhere right now. And He is of us right now, this very moment, this very second. There is absolutely no time when God is not of us and available to us. Thus we are reminded in Scripture, for in Him we live and move and have our being. In Him. Notice the words of this scripture do not read in Him a few hours from now, in Him tomorrow, in Him next week, or in Him some other time in the future. We are in Him always, and that means at all times, everywhere. It is now, in this moment, that He lives us and moves us and has our complete being, and that He is the I Am of each of us, every moment of each and every day. And as long as we have and maintain a consciousness of truth, we can rest assured that we shall experience peace, happiness, love, abundance, and wholeness at all times. And these gifts of our Father are here for us now, whenever we go within and realize Him as our only source. So, knowing what we know that God is and we are, we hear it every week, why is it that so many individuals are not able to live in the nowness of their truth? Why is it so many individuals are unable to be at peace in the moment? Why is it that people are looking at the past or trying to ascertain the future? Time that has come and gone, and a future time that is yet to be. My friends, whenever we turn away from our truth, whenever we seek our wholeness, our purpose, our joy and abundance out here in the world of flesh, we are doomed to feel the ills and the sorrows of such a material world. And without perfect peace, without God's wisdom and assurance, we find ourselves dwelling on thoughts of yesterday and thoughts about what tomorrow may bring. And so many of these thoughts are negative, born of the human mind and of a fearful imagination, sufficient on the day is the evil thereof. By now we should know that persons, places, and things do not lead to a path of calmness, of fullness and true peace within. But nonetheless, knowing this, man still continues to seek out here in the world for his happiness, for his abundance and health. And as man seeks in vain, turned away from his truth, the very source of immediate wholeness, of all good, at that very moment, is right there in the midst of him. And although the still small voice is saying, "Be still and know," it goes unheard. Therefore I say to you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air, for they neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? Which of you, by worrying, can add one cubit to his stature? And so it is that when we make our conscious contact with God and stay attuned to him throughout the day, our lives will be fulfilled according to God's plan, not according to our limited intellect, our human ego, and our self-will and desires of the flesh. And let's face it, my friends, anything that God has in store for us is extraordinarily better than what it is we might come up with during our search for worldly effect out here in the world. Yes, man without spiritual realization is stubborn and blind indeed. And although God's almighty power, love, and wisdom and grace are there every moment, man finds himself all too often making wrong, selfish, and hasty decisions, acting in error from intellect, emotional, and so-called justified sense of being. He is anxious in the moment, wasting the present, and he cannot see that there is a better way, that there is a wonderful and warm light right there before him, within him, just waiting to be realized in the moment. For certain, when we are fully engaged with ego in the material world, when we are driven by personality, our demonstrations are not going to be good. No doubt each of us here today has experienced certain negative instances in our lives, and maybe some of these situations have been very recent, when we were not, in that moment, attuned to truth, and were not in God realization. And so it is. It is at these times with anger or frustration, we may have lashed out at others, or did and said things that only an hour or so afterwards we regretted. Let's face it, my friends, it is impossible for man to live in the moment, to live in peace, when he is burdened with worry about this or that human condition, when he is emotional and angry or frightened, and when he is brooding over what he did or did not say to someone, or what they did or did not say to him. Man worries about this and he worries about that. And there are even those that if they have nothing to worry about, then they shall find something to worry about. We hear them say, "Everything is going great. I know something bad's going to happen. I'm just waiting for the other shoe to drop." We all know these people. God bless my mother's soul. Most sadly are those that get caught up in depression, that lose interest in life, that are down on themselves for something they did or did not say or do. Yes, these are individuals who, because of ego, so-called low self-esteem, may have made a mistake. or may have committed a so-called sin, and are beating themselves up to the degree that they cannot enjoy the days of the weeks of their lives, let alone a moment of peace. These individuals are gripped by the material world of effect, owned by people, places, and things. They do not know who they are in God. They are so caught up in the world about what people say about them, about what they believe others may be thinking about them, about what may befall them, about all kinds of imagined negatives, that again and again, the precious moments, the nowness of God, goes unrealized, and they continue to live in the dark. Maybe this is why the saying goes, stop and smell the roses. We've all heard that before. This saying reminds me at this time in my life to stop. Be still. Sit in the quiet. Know that all is well. Feel the love and peace within me now. Now this moment, and during these times, I know that He is always of me as my Father, and that no harm shall ever befall me, as I am His eternal spiritual child. Stop, my friends. Smell the roses. Be still. This moment. And so it is, the man unable to be still, to let God's mind go before him, often looks back and asks himself, how did I get to this point in my life? How did I get into this bind? How did I get into this bad situation? Well, we know how we get into the wrong places. We get there by making the wrong decisions. By making decisions based on all of the wrong reasons. Yes, we as divine scientists know the law of expression at work. We create the circumstances in our environment. As within, so without. And then there are the things we have said or done in the moment from ego and personality that we later regret, sometimes for years and years and years. There's a song by the singer Celine Dion that strikes upon negative reflections that we ponder from time to time. In slang words, she sings, I shoulda, woulda, coulda. I shoulda, woulda, coulda. Yes, how many of us say to ourselves, I should have, I would have, I could have, but I did not. How many times in our lives have opportunities been right there before us, but because of fear, because of apprehension, because of a lack of faith, or whatever reason, we did not act on them in the moment, and they passed us by. There we were, in the moment, and rather than realizing the allness of our being, rather than knowing our unlimited abilities, rather than going within for guidance and wisdom and strength, we were anxious, doubting ourselves, and we ran away from that moment. And there we are, telling ourselves, I should have, could have, would have, but I did not. Now, friends, God is love, pure, unconditional love. And we are love and love in expression, just like our Father. God never turns away from us for any reason, but rather it is we that turn away from Him, from our truth, from the very source that is our all, that is our life, eternal. And thus, within the moment, when focused on and attuned to our outer lives, our jobs, climbing the corporate ladder, attaining political office, making more money, and engage in all sorts of worldly activities, that we all too often demonstrate error, seek the material, have no consideration nor appreciation for others, and even fail to demonstrate love with those about us, to include those closest to us. How many people, when speaking of loved ones that have made their transition, say, "I just wish I had told her," or "told him just how much I loved him or loved her," or "I should have been humble enough to apologize for the wrong that I did. I should have been more grateful for his love or her love, for all they did for me out of love. I should have told them I love them. I should have been more appreciative of all the things they showed me, all the blessings they gave me." But we did not do or say these things at the time, because personality and ego were at work. We were selfish and self-absorbed, and not practicing the presence of God in those precious moments that have now passed us by. "Prove me now, saith the Lord. Prove me now." Well, my friends, in God, in consciousness, these things would have been said and done, because God's love is there. The kindness is there. The abundance is there. The gratitude is there. And the good and very good demonstrations shall always be there, in that moment and in every moment. "As ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him." When we are living in the now with God, there is gratitude for all that is given us, for his abundant grace, for his love. Likewise, my friends, we too give thanks for that which we receive from others around us. Yes, if we are in consciousness, we have this realization of God, a sense of gratitude shall indeed be demonstrated at all times. It can be no other way. And at all times, we shall be thankful for all that we receive. But for many, the sense of gratitude, the sense of humility, the being thankful in each and every moment, have only come to them after they have unfortunately gone through challenging and painful life experiences. Let us take, for instance, a young man that was getting ready to graduate from college. For many months, he had admired a beautiful sports car in the dealer's showroom. And knowing his father could well afford it, he told his father that was all he wanted, that sports car. As graduation day approached, the young man awaited signs that his father had purchased the car for him. Finally, on the morning of his graduation, his father called him to his private study. His father told him how proud he was to have such a fine son, and told him how much he loved him. He handed his son a beautifully wrapped gift box. Curious, but somewhat disappointed, the young man opened the box and found a lovely leather-bound Bible with the young man's name embossed in gold. Angrily, he raised his voice to his father and said, "With all of your money, you give me a Bible?" And then he stormed out of the house, leaving the Bible there. Many years passed, and the young man was very successful in business. He had a beautiful home and a wonderful family, but realized his father was very old, and thought perhaps he should go to him. He had not seen his father since that graduation day. But before he could make arrangements, he received a telegram telling him his father had passed away and willed all of his possessions to his son. He needed to come home immediately and take care of things. When he arrived at his father's house, sudden sadness and regret filled his heart. He began to search through his father's important papers and saw the still new Bible that he had left, just as he had left it years ago. With tears in his eyes, he opened the Bible and began to turn the pages. His father had carefully underlined a verse, Matthew 7:11. "And if ye, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father, which is in heaven, give to those who ask him?" As he read those words, a car key dropped from the back of the Bible. It had a tag with the dealer's name on it, the same dealer who had the sports car he desired. On the tag was the date of his graduation and the words, "Paid in full." So how many times do we miss God's blessing being poured through others for us because they are not packaged as we expected in the moment? How many times have we been indifferent in the moment to that love that those in our lives freely give us? Yep, we shoulda, coulda, woulda, but did not. We cannot go back in time, my friends. We can only live in the moment. And it is in the moment that we turn within for wisdom and understanding. We think on God and let his will be done at all times. And likewise, is Scripture telling us, do not be anxious about anything. Let me read that again. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts, your minds, in Christ Jesus. Our teaching has caused us to open our eyes to so many wonderful things. The truth is amazing and has given us the knowledge and assurance that God is omnipresent in all places right now. And when we live in that presence, there is nothing to worry over, nothing to be anxious of, and nothing to fear. Moreover, and most importantly, we are now aware that God's work is complete and done, and there is nothing that he is going to do for us that we cannot, as his children, do for ourselves. Our responsibility, our purpose, is to live in the now, in conscious realization of God. What we do and what we have at this moment, right now, has nothing to do with tomorrow. It has nothing to do with the outer, because we can only do and we can only have according to where we are in consciousness at this very moment and in every moment. It can't be otherwise, because all of life is consciousness. Our tomorrows will be determined by the activity of today's consciousness. We have nothing else to work with but consciousness. There are things such as wishful thinking, fantasies, dreams, but each of us is here to build consciousness. Not a consciousness of prosperity, by the way, and not a consciousness of health, and not a consciousness of love, peace, or happiness, but a personal awareness of God. We deal with the source, the creator, and not with the effect. You see, prosperity and health and love, peace and happiness can be here today and gone tomorrow. But the consciousness of God is eternal in the heavens. It changes not. And all that is his is indeed ours, to include prosperity, health, love, peace, and happiness that are ours through his grace. And so it is that we can have nothing whether good, bad, or indifferent, except as we have it as an activity in our minds. Therefore, a consciousness of God is sufficiency unto all things. Whatever the hurt, it is dissolved. Now. Whatever the fears, they are removed. Now. And whatever the needs, they are met. Now. Ask and ye shall receive, not by power, nor by might, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord. My friends, when we live in the now, in our truth of our Father, when we go from now to now, from minute to minute in the present, we can rest assured that our future in Him shall be full of light, full of love and goodness. But only in the moment can God reveal Himself to man, to you, to me. We may have faith in the future, but we must act wisely in the present, in the now. Our right and loving action of this day, of this moment in the now, is our spiritual insurance for tomorrow. We practice the presence each moment by reflecting, by thinking on truth, by going within. Today, right now, my friends, the perfect and complete health of God is ours. Today, the unlimited abundance of God is ours. Today, right now, the unlimited love and peace of God are ours, yours and mine. But we have to want realization. We have to want it more than anything. We have to want it more than anything out here in the world. People, places, and things. Call no man on earth your father. Call no thing on earth your father. Jesus healed instantly those who came to him. He fed thousands in a few minutes. The mind of God that acted through him acts through each one of us right now. Affirming this truth brings forth blessings and grace in our lives. So why do we turn away from the now? From the eternal glory that is in us and of us at this very moment. Each moment is filled with expectancy of good, for our faith is complete, and all barriers, all error in our thoughts are now removed. Heaven is where we are. The evil does not exist. We have now what we want, and we are each that individual, that child of God, that God wants us to be. Now. It was a little over 2,000 years ago, in front of a really big crowd, as President Trump might say, a really big crowd, that Jesus was giving a talk, which came to be known as the Sermon on the Mount. One of his topics was about being present in the now, about not allowing ourselves to get anxious about things that may never happen. So even back then, over 2,000 years ago, it seems like worrying was a pretty common pastime. Live in today, my friends. Live in this second in truth, in your Father, and then the next second. And as the seconds become moments, and the moments become hours, and the hours become days, the light of Christ shall go before you, and God shall indeed be your shield and buckler. The kingdom is here for us. Every second, it is here now, and it is our choice. So we make this lesson practical today and into the future. Will you join me now in our closing meditation and let this lesson into your consciousness? Please close your eyes. Become comfortable in your seats. Take a gentle, deep breath. And let out all of the negative thoughts of this outer world. Let go of any worry, any concerns. And know that no harm can ever befall you. Have faith. Have faith in the truth of your perfect and eternal being. As a child of the Most High, be still Be still and know that it is now that your Father lives you and has your entire being. Know that there is nothing that can ever separate you from your loving Father, the Creator of all that ever was and shall ever be, as you are His beloved child. And He is the answer to all that you seek. Go within, into the silence, and He shall set you and keep you on the path of righteousness. Dear God, all praise, all gratitude, all glory go to you and to you alone. You are my source, you are my substance, my all, and it is in consciousness that your loving, glorious light shall go before me, uplifting and blessing all those with open hearts and souls, and eyes to see and ears to hear. For the awareness of your loving presence that is here and now, in all of its glory, in all of its power, O most loving God, O most glorious Father, I give you thanks. Amen. The Lord blesses thee and keeps thee. The Lord shines His love upon thee and is gracious unto thee. He lifts thy consciousness and gives thee peace. Amen.